आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे हरमन्तौ पुनः पुनः सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत
गोचरं
तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
So we were seeing the topic of Maya. Shankaracharya has written 3 verses on Maya, and after that again Sattva, Rajas, Tamo, Guna he will explain. And out of these 3 verses we have seen 2 verses in our last session. So what is Maya? Shankaracharya say avyakta namni paramesh shakti, avyakta namni, it is avyakta, unmanifest. And then after that from unmanifest, oh, okay, you chant, okay, you chant.
अव्यक्त नामनी परमेश शक्ति ही,
अव्यक्त नामनी परमेश शक्ति,
अनाद्य विद्या त्रिगुणात्मिका परा,
अनाद्य विद्या त्रिगुणात्मिका परा,
कार्यानुमेया सुधियैव माया,
कार्यानुमेया सुधियैव माया,
यया जगत् सर्वमिदं प्रसूयते,
यया जगत् सर्वमिदं प्रसूयते, अव्यक्तनाम्नि परमेश शक्ति,
अनाद्य विद्या त्रिगुणात्मिका परा, कार्यानुमेया सुधियैव माया, यया जगत् सर्वमिदं प्रसूयते.
तो फर्स्ट इज अव्यक्त नामनी, वन नेम ऑफ माया इज अव्यक्त अनमैनिफेस्ट, एंड फ्रॉम दैट अनमैनिफेस्ट इट कम्स टू व्यक्त मैनिफेस्ट. एंड व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट मैनिफेस्टेशन? इट इज द सटल फॉर्म, सूक्ष्म, एंड फ्रॉम सूक्ष्म कम्स ग्रॉस. एंड डिफरेंट नेम्स वी हैव सीन, अव्यक्त, अविद्या, संस्कृति, माया, बंध, मोह, त्रिगुण, अज्ञान, दीज आर ऑल टर्म्स ऑफ माया. वासना, इन इंडिविजुअल इट इज वासना, ऑल माया. अव्यक्त नामनी परमेश शक्ति, इट इज द शक्ति, इज द पावर ऑफ परम ईश. वी कॉल इट द पावर ऑफ ब्रह्मन इन तत्वबोध. वी हैव सीन ब्रह्माश्रया. वाई शक्ति इज नीडेड? शक्ति इज नीडेड टू क्रिएट द वर्ल्ड, देन टू सस्टेन द वर्ल्ड, एंड फॉर द डिजोल्यूशन. फॉर क्रिएशन, सस्टेनेंस एंड डिजोल्यूशन वी नीड शक्ति. देयरफॉर इट इज परमेश शक्ति, अनादि, बिगिनिंगलेस. आई टोल्ड यू सिक्स बिगिनिंगलेस थिंग्स. आई विल गिव ए कैंडी, हु कैन टेल मी द ऑल सिक्स? See, Amma.
Very good.
You collect your candy, Amma, today. See, it's coming after 4 months. So these are anadi. Out of this Brahman is anadi, all other can be ended. But the Brahman, there is no end of Brahman. Brahman is anadi, ananta. There is no anta. But rest five, that can be ended. Avidya. Avidya is the nature of ignorance. What is this avidya? Avidya of what? Not computer, mathematics, physics and chemistry. Avidya of not knowing my own true nature. This is avidya. Then how is that? Trigunatmika. It is trigunatmika. It's trigun. Never say Maya has trigun. Maya is trigun. Trigunatmika. The sattva, rajas and tamas, these are the three guna. And para, para means beyond, supreme. Here supreme means it is beyond subtle and gross manifestation. Para means it is beyond subtle and gross manifestation. Both are vyakta, because maya is avyakta. So it is para, it is beyond vyakta. What is vyakta? Vyakta is subtle elements and the gross elements. So it's beyond subtle and gross, para. Karyanumeya, karyanumeya, anumeya means inferable. It is inferable from the karya. You can't see maya, but you can see the effect of the maya. So you have to infer from the effect that maya is there. Karya, karya means effect. Karan means cause. Karya anumeya. Anumeya means inferable. So if you see the effect, the world, in world you will find only three things. There is goodness, there is activity. Goodness represents sattva-gun. Activity, rajo-gun. And inertia, tamo. So seeing the effect, we have to infer that these gunas are there in the maya. Karya anumeya. And who can understand? Sudhi eiva gamya. Sudhi, one who is sudhi, dhi, one dhi, who has got a sustadhi. Sustadhi means subtle intellect. Only the person who has got a subtle intellect can infer all these things, can see, not others. Sudhi eiva maya, yaya jagat sarvam idam prasuyate. That is maya. And from that, maya, jagat, sarvam, idam. Whatever you see as idam, 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 idam. This. Whatever is seen is prasuyate, delivered by maya. In Bhagavad Gita also we see, Maya adyachena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. In Bhagavad Gita same thing he said, Maya adyachena. Under my dictatorship, rulership, kingship, this prakriti suyate sacharacharam. So there is a governor of this Maya. Sacharacharam. Since the topic is very subtle, we don't want to miss what Gurudev has said in respect of this. And then we discuss. One of the power of the omnipotent Lord Parameswara is the power to delude himself. His power will delude himself. The power divine is called the unmanifest, the abhyakta, and is the causal body. What is the causal body in BMI chart? Vasana is the causal. And what is the subtle body in BMI chart? And what about PFT? Ego, ahankar. And gross body? Body. And the whole jagat is also gross. Okay. The Lord can play through any of his powers, the power of discriminate, jnana sakti, the power of desire, icha sakti, or the power of strive, kriya sakti. The jnana sakti, these are three powers. Jnana sakti, icha sakti, and kriya sakti. All are his powers divine. The unmanifest power is otherwise called nisang avidya. It is solid mass of ignorance. Solid mass of ignorance. In deeply one experiences only one thing. I don't know. In deep sleep, it's a particular thing is there that I don't know. In sapna, it is a little bit different. Jagrat, further different. In all three states, you don't know your own true nature. But in the sapna avastha, you are seeing something in your unconscious mind. In the jagrat avastha, you are seeing the world. So in jagrat avastha, you know the world, but you don't know your true nature. In the sapna avastha, you are seeing the dream, but you don't know your true nature. And in the deep sleep, you don't see anything and you don't know your own true nature also. That is the speciality of the deep sleep. The substance of the deep sleep falls under the influence of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. We are all influenced by sattva, rajas and tamas. Sattva, rajas, tamas are three climatic conditions as it were under which the thought functions. These are the moods of mind. Sattva, rajas and tamas are the state of mind. And normally the Mahatma says that early morning you have got the sattvic mood, and when the sun rises, something happens in our blood, we all become rajasic, and when sun sets, we all become tamasic. That is, we normally we see. After sunset, we don't want to do anything. From these alone, various manifestations arise. This Maya Shakti consisting of three guna is beyond sense perception, para. It is beyond your subtle and gross manifestation. Only its effect can be perceived, just as we do not know what electricity is except through its manifestation. You know the famous example of Gurudev, electricity yoga. If you want to experience electricity, he says, you go, open the bulb, and then slowly put your finger there, then you get the electricity yoga. What is electricity? You will come to know. When a particular tendency manifests in an individual, then only can it say that his vasanas are of a particular type. You see, normal, the rule is whatever goes in comes out. Whatever goes in comes out. Suppose you eat pakodi and kachaudi and samosa and you are not able to digest, what will come out? Pakodi, kachaudi, samosa will come out. Almond and pista will not come out. So in the your vasana, whatever has gone in, it will come out. Nothing else will come out. So if you want to know your vasana, watch your mind. Watch your thoughts. You come to know your nature. What has gone inside? See, if the vasana of Shastra comes, that means You are studying Shastra, that vasana is formed. Or if you start seeing the film fair, so vasana will be of the actor and actresses will come out. Hence, from the effects only, Maya Shakti can be inferred by those who have the necessary subtle intellect. Subtle intellect doesn't mean that if you are a master or PhD holder of any university, that means you have got subtle intellect. No. You may be very successful professional or a businessman, but you are ignorant according to our spiritual Shastra. You should have subtle intellect. This finite, mortal, ever-changing world that we see around us is born out of Maya alone. Due to non-apprehension of the reality, man recognizes the world of objects, emotions and thoughts. Though the body, mind and intellect, he contacts the world and creates more and more vasana. Why he creates more and more vasana? Because he has not studied Bhagavad Gita. He does not know the art of contacting the world. Because of his wrong contacting, he is collecting more and more vasanas. These vasanas make one act more and more, and in the end he becomes cocooned in them and gains the permanently for himself the sense of a separate individuality, the jiva bhava, and he continues his journey from one birth to another. Only because of the wrong contacting the world. All these are created by this avidya, this non-apprehension of reality. Avidya is the vasana in microcosm. In our BMI chart, this vasana is avidya. The vidya of all individuals put together is its macrocosm form and is called maya. So avidya of A plus B plus C plus D is equal to maya total. Or we all have our own sansar. This in whole world, we have got our own sansar. So sum total of sansar of A, B, C, D is equal to total jagat. This is the vehicle of the Supreme when he functions as Ishwar. When the Supreme functions through Jiva, it is individual ego. So individual ego, what is this ahankar? Ahankar is nothing but Lord is functioning through us. Lord is present there, but we think we are limited. Remove the ego, you are that consciousness. When the Supreme functions through the macrocosm avidya maya, he is called Ishwar. We have seen many times that the Brahman is nikamma. Kuch nahi karta hai. Why he can't do anything? Because he has got no gross body, subtle body or the causal body. Gross body, subtle body, causal body will come from where? From Maya it will come. Without Maya he is Nirgun Nirakar. Therefore he cannot create anything. For creation he needs the assistance of Maya. The moment he takes the assistance of Maya, we call him Ishwar. So for creation Ishwar is needed. Each individual creates his own world around himself. Due to his ignorance, avidya, through his mind, the sum of each one's world put together is the total world which we call the universe, the jagat. Therefore, the total world, the universe is created by the total mind when expressing through the total vasana, otherwise called the maya. Maya, the whole world. All 14 lokas are made from the maya. And all of them are changing and perishable. Thus, the Supreme functioning through the total avidya is God Ishwar, and the Supreme expressing through the total mind is the creator Brahmaji who creates the universe. For the creation we have got Brahmaji, for sustenance we have got Vishnu, the separate department, and for the destruction is Lord Shiva. Three department heads are there. And all of them combined will be as Ishwar. From the above it becomes clear that the question, is there a God? Is a foolish as one asking, have I a father? The very fact that you exist is enough proof that you must have had a father. Without a father you cannot be, even if that father be unknown. Without a cause an effect can never arise. So this is the power of Maya. Now, is that Maya at all there or not? We have to inquire. We have said many times that the Maya vicharan na sahyate. You start inquiring, it is not there. How to inquire? Now Shankaracharya is telling us how to inquire, whether Maya is there or not.
Sannapya sannapubhayatmikano.
Sannapya sannapubhayatmikano.
Bhinnapya bhinnapubhayatmikano.
Bhinnapya bhinnapubhayatmikano.
Sangapya nanga yubayatmikano.
Sangapya nanga ubayatmikano.
Mahadbhutanirvachaniya rupa. Sannapya sannapubhayatmikano. Bhinnapya bhinnapubhayatmikano. Sangapya nanga yubayatmikano. Mahadbhutanirvachaniya rupa.
He said, start inquiry. How? Satna api, asatna api, ubhayatmika, no. No means not English known. It, na plus u becomes no. Satna api. It is not sat. What is sat? Trikale, tishtati iti sat. That which stays in three period of time is called the sat. Sat chet na badayet. If it is sat, then you cannot remove it. There is no question of mukti then. If it is sat, if it stays for three period of time, then you can never, never remove it. It is not sat. Is it asat? Asat means non-existent. It's not there in three period of time. No. It is not asat also. We are experiencing sukh and dukh. Effect is there, so there must be a cause. You can't say it is not there. Ubhayatmikano, can you say it's the combination of these two? How that can be? Combination. How can you tie your leg which is seen with the horn which is non-existent? Can it be combination of that? No. Nahi ho sakta. Maya is not there in three period of time. Maya ends. Maya is anadi. But it is not ananta. It has got a anta. With the knowledge, it will end. So we can't say Maya is sat, which is stage in three period of time. We can't say Maya is asat, it is not there in three period of times. We can't say that it is both sat and asat. You have to remember this always. This inquiry is very, very important. Maya kya hai? What is this Maya? Is it sat? No. Is it asat? No. Can we call it combination of both? No. Then bhinna piya bhinna ubhayatmikano? Bhinna? Is it different from Brahman? If it is different from Brahman, Brahman is sat. Anything different from the Brahman is asat. Then it becomes non-existent. We can't say that also. Can we say abhinna? It is one with the Brahman? Then Brahman becomes mayavala. You will never experience pure Brahman. That is also not acceptable. Are you understanding the arguments? The moment I say Maya is bhinna, bhinna means different from Brahman, then there cannot be two sat. There cannot be two sat. If Maya is also sat, this also becomes sat. Number one, you can never remove that Maya in that case. Number two, there cannot be two sat. What will happen if you see two sat? If you say, what is the harm? Do sat ho to kya hai? It becomes, the moment there are two, it will not be infinite, it will become finite. And anything finite is jad. Anything jad is changing. Anything which is changing is perishable. Anything which is perishable, technically we call it mithya. Anything which is mithya, we say it is asat. Not there. So bhinna, I can't say, is different from Brahman. It becomes asat. Abhinna, it is one with that Brahman. Then what will happen? Brahman and Maya is one. Khatam. Then you can never experience pure Brahman as it is without Maya. It will always become Maya wala. Bhinna, abhinna. And combination of bhinna and abhinna, that also not possible. It's contradictory. Then sangha api ananga, sangha api ananga, ubhayatmikano, sangha with anga, with parts, ananga without parts. If it is with parts, what will happen? So we have seen earlier, if it is with part, Brahman is infinite. And we all know the Maya has covered Brahman outside and has covered my Atman inside. Brahman, which is substratum of the whole world, we are not able to see. In that place, we are seeing the whole Naam Roop, the world, Jagat we are seeing, but we are not seeing the substratum of the world. And that Brahman is with us in the form of Atman, but we are not experiencing it. Who has covered it? Maya has covered it. Very good. If that Maya has covered, then Maya must have some form, like we cover the floor with the carpet. As the Maya covered Brahman like that, Brahman is infinite. Maya also has to be infinite to cover. If you say yes, it has covered like carpet has covered the floor, then in that case I will ask you, tell me, show me the head and legs of Maya. Batao. Nahi bata sakte. Maya cannot cover. In Purushuktam also it is said, Om Sahastra Sirsa Purusha Sahastraksha Sahastrapasa Bhumim Vishwato Vritva Attatishtat Dasangulam. That Brahman is more or greater by 10 angles. Maya plus 10 angle. 10 angle is 10 inches, whatever you want to say, is greater. The whole idea is to show that Maya is bigger, greater than, I know, Brahman is greater than Maya by 10 angles. Again in the Purushuktam it is said, Tripada Urdham Udaita Purusha. The whole creation is only one path, 25%. Three path unmanifest is the Brahman. Same Purushuktam is saying. At one place it says it is greater by 10 angles. Brahman is greater from Maya by 10 angles. Other place it is said that whole manifested world is only 25%. Three path means three quarters is more Brahman. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Vistabda aham idam Krishnam ek ansena sthito jagatah. Ek ansa. Gurudev used to describe that a lady is wearing sari. And they have the pallu, and with the breeze, pallu is moving. Lady is not even knowing, but the pallu is moving. Only one corner is moving. So activity is only that much. Or a king, at other place Gurudev said, king is wearing his whole costume. Pata hi nahi hai. Wo ye kahin se ghoom raha hai, aise thoda thoda. It's like that. Sangapi ananga ubhayatmikano. So therefore we cannot say it is a whole or part. Ananga, the moment you say nahi acha theek hai uska anga nahi hai, if it is without, okay, then how it has covered? Ananga means no parts. If there is no part, then how it has covered Brahman? We all know that the Brahman in the form of Atman is with us. And we all know we are not experiencing it. It is covered. The moment you say it has got no part, then how it has covered? Batao. So you can't say it is with anga. The moment you say ang, which is with parts, I will immediately ask them, show me these head and legs. Batao. If you show without part, how it has covered then? Ubhayatmikano. With parts, without parts, combination, can it happen? No. Then, Mahadbhuta Sankaracharya says, you can't say. You are seeing the effect, but you can't say the, see the cause. You can't tell the cause. Ubhayatmika. Mahabhuta. Anirvachaniya Rupa, it cannot be described in a particular way. Anirvachaniya Rupa. And then we saw that there are three standpoints. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya. From the standpoint of Maya, it is anirvachaniya. From this sloka, we come to the conclusion that the Maya is anirvachaniya, indescribable. And from the standpoint of the Jagat, from our standpoint, it is a Deva Shakti. And that we will prove in the next verse, that it is a Deva Shakti. Let us see what Gurudev has written. This avidya cannot be said to have a separate existence from Brahman, nor can it be said it exists not, because we are both enjoying and suffering it. It cannot also be said that it exists as well as does not exist, because a non-existent thing can never become existent, and nor can an existent thing express as non-existent. We cannot say that the ghost in the post exists, nor can we say it exists not, because we sweat and perspire when we see it. To say that it exists as well as exists not is a clumsy contradiction in terms. Also, it cannot be said that the great Maya exists and is other than Brahman, because Brahman is one without a second. To say that this Maya is with the Lord as well as without the Lord is again a contradiction in the term. We cannot say that the ghost came from the post at any time, neither can we say it is with the parts or without the parts, because it is again a contradiction that cancels itself and becomes utterly meaningless, for ignorance can never be known. This is what we have discussed so far. Then what is this avidya? All that we can say about it is that it is a great wonder. It can only be said to be indescribable, anirvachaniya. There is wonder when the intellect is not able to comprehend a thing. When we are not able to comprehend a thing, then we call it a wonder. Anything that I see and my intellect cannot explain, I say is a wonder. The more I think about the avidya, the more my intellect fails, because this avidya is the very cause of the intellect. This avidya is the cause of intellect. This avidya is the causal body, shown in our BMI chart as vasana. Vasana is the causal body. It is the cause of gross body and the subtle body, and mind and intellect is a part of the subtle body. Therefore, the cause of the intellect is this avidya. The intellect cannot comprehend its own cause, because it is the child born out of Maya, and a child cannot go back to look for the womb. This Maya, when it manifests, becomes the intellect. Therefore, the intellect cannot comprehend the unmanifest, which it its own cause. The effect cannot by itself comprehend the own cause. So mind and intellect is the effect of Maya, so it cannot comprehend. Maya is also called a delusion, and a delusion can never be explained. There cannot be a biography of the ghost I saw on the post, nor can I grow rich by extracting the silver from the mother of the pearl. The Maya Shakti, we can say, is an indescribable, mighty, inscrutable power of the Lord. Strange, for by his own inscrutable power, a person deludes himself and says, tell me, what is this power? Where is it? Now Gurudev gives a beautiful example to drive his point home. A Brahmin boy one day went to meet his friend in a student's hostel. That being the festival day of Holi, the boy's friends were preparing thandai, a cool drink in which a bit of opium is also added. In order to tease him, they gave him a strong dose of opium drink. The boy, not being used to it, gulped it down, the somehow unable to refuse his friend's offer. As the opium started having effect on him, he thought of going home. He felt that he could not go alone, so he started shouting, "Take me home, take me home." Now he was under the full influence of the intoxicant and he shouted even more loudly, "Take me home, take me home." Anybody here have experienced the thandai? Yeah. Then one of his friends took pity on him. He led him home and made him lie down in his bed. Not realizing where he was, the boy continued shouting, "Take me home." Hearing his meaningless shout, his parents rushed to his bedside. They tried to tell him that he was already at home. But the boy could not but stop his blabbering. Suspecting some mischief, the father questioned his friend and found out that he was under the intoxicating influence of opium. He then fetched some buttermilk, which is an antidote, and made him drink it. When he had drunk the buttermilk, the boy in time started coming to the senses, but he continued shouting, "Take me home." After some time, he became fully conscious that he was reclining in his own bed, shouting, "Take me home." In a flash, he realized how foolish he was, that there was no need for him to shout, for he was already home. So he stopped shouting and thereafter slept peacefully. Similarly, our position. Similarly, we at the moment under the influence of the opium of avidya. What is opium here is avidya or vasana. Non-apprehension of the reality, consider ourselves to be the body, mind and intellect and are supremely confused by the objects perceived, emotions felt and thought entertained. We cry out, "O Lord, O teacher, take me home, give me peace, make me happy, take you where, give you what?" In reality, you are the self, but due to avidya, you live and behave as though you are an ego. Very clearly, yes. Take me to myself, give me my own self. You are already in Om, which is your home. Your home is really Om. Never were you out of Om, your home. Hari, H-U-R-R-Y, Hari home, Hari Om. You ask, then why am I suffering? All on account of this opium, the avidya. We are suffering because of this avidya, which is within you. The guru, the teacher, will give you the buttermilk of the study of the shastra, spiritual discipline, etc. All this for what? To take you home, which is Om, where you already are. Lack of correct thinking produces misconceptions. Think rightly, all misery will end. The text that teaches us to think correctly and discriminate properly is Vivek Chudamani, the crest jewel of discrimination. Analyze, you'll find it is not there. Now, how to end this Maya is the third slok.
Shuddhadvaya Brahma Vibodhanasya.
Shuddhadvaya Brahma Vibodhanasya.
Sarpa Bhramo Rajju Vive. I can't see properly. Sarpa Bhramo Rajju Vive Kato Yatha.
Sarpa Bhramo Rajju Vive Kato Yatha.
Rajastamasa Tvamiti Prasiddha.
తమసత్వమితి ప్రసిద్ధా గుణాస్తదీయా ప్రతితై స్వకారై
గుణాస్తదీయా ప్రతితై స్వకారై శుద్ధాద్వయ బ్రహ్మ విబోధనాస్యా సర్ప భ్రమోరజ్జు వివేకతో యథా రజస్తమసత్వమితి ప్రసిద్ధా గుణాస్తదీయా ప్రతితై స్వకారై.
సో బిఫోర్ వి టేక్ దిస్ వర్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ దట్ త్రీ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్స్. ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో మాయా. ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ మాయా ఇట్ ఈజ్ అనిర్వచనీయ ఇండిస్క్రైబుల్. And from the standpoint of Jagat, it is a Shakti, Parmesh Shakti, it is a Devi Shakti, it is a power of the Lord. Three standpoints we have to remember, because we are going to prove it in this verse, all these three standpoints. So, Suddha Advaya Brahma Vibodha Nasya, Nasya, Suddha Brahma Advaya, so Brahman is there. And the two adjectives are given is the Shuddha, pure, not Mayavala Brahma. We are talking about the Shuddha Brahma. We want to know that Shuddha Brahma. And how is that? Advaya is non-dual. It's only one Brahman. Shuddha Advaya Brahma Vibodhanasya. What is this Vibodh? Vishesh Bodh. What is this Vishesh Bodh? Knowledge of the Self. Vibodh, Bodh. Vibodh, Vishesh Bodh with the knowledge of the Self, Nasya, it can be destroyed. So there can be many Brahmachari in the Sandipani, but the Brahman will be one. Brahmachari may be on many. We all are Brahmacharis. Jo Brahma mein charan kare, wo Brahmachari. So we all are now Brahmachari. My Guru used to sing, Swami Advaitananji, Ye Sarva Brahma Hai, Main Bhi Brahma Hoon, Tum Bhi Brahma Hai. There is a bhajan, beautiful bhajan, Ye Sarva Brahma Hai. Okay. Aap itni baar bol rahe ho, 3 saal se, I am Brahman, Brahman. Chalo, I accept it, I am Brahman. For many, many years you are saying, and each and every lecture you say, we are Brahman, I'm Brahmasmi, I'm Brahmasmi. I accept it. I am convinced that I am Brahma. This is realization. If you are convinced that I am Brahman, then that is realization. This realization will destroy Maya. Nasya. It will destroy. So from the standpoint of Brahman, no Maya. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya. The moment you become, realize your true nature that I am Brahman, then you will see there is no Maya. Example, then in the Maharaj, when we go in the Registan, in the desert, and there is a sunlight, we see there is some water there. When we reach there is no water. No Maya. What is there? It's the sand. The same thing you can experience on the road also. Tar felt road, if you are driving, you will find in the hot sun, today is the good weather, you can drive and park out. It's science. But you reach there is no water, only sand is there. So when you reach Brahman, then after that there is no water, there is no Maya, it's gone. Nahi hai. But from distance you are seeing, moment you reach that point, it's not there. Very good. So Shankaracharya ji gives example of Sarpa Brahma Rajju Vivekato Yatha. Sarpa Brahma Rajju Vivekatas. Oh, you have come up with again this Rajju and Sarpa. You don't have any other example. Sarpa and Rajju. Rajju means rope, Sarpa means snake. We are all sitting in America. We cannot imagine of Sarpa here. Dikhai nahi padta Sarpa yahan par. so clean, kuch nahi hai. To understand the example, so we have to go to India to see the Sarpa. Or some even think that Shankaracharya, perhaps in his early age, might have seen lot of Sarpa there. So he has seen the snake and rope example though, inko sabko. Very good. Then what is this example, Sarp and Rajju? I mistake Rajju as Sarp. Rajju, you all understand this, na? Rajju means the rope and Sarp means snake. For some reason, because of the absence of light or ignorance or my absence of mind, I am not seeing this rope, I am seeing Sarp on the 10th floor of my apartment in downtown. Dekha hai. Very good. Now, if it is destroyed, that delusion is destroyed, my wrong understanding is destroyed by somehow. Either I take out a torch and see what exactly it is, or somebody tells me, no, it's, how can there be a snake there? It's only a rope. I have brought it. We show you, this is rope. What will happen? Snake gone. Gyana snake kya? Ask the rope, did you create the snake? The rope will say no. Ask the Brahman, have you created this world? From the standpoint of, from the platform of the Brahman, is there any world? No. From the standpoint, from the platform of the Rajju, is there any snake? Not there. Therefore, from the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya. Statement number one, three standpoint we discussed. First standpoint was, from the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya. The moment you come to know the Rajju, there is no snake. That proves from the standpoint of rope, there is no snake. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya. Okay, from the standpoint of the commoner, it is a Shakti, we have seen, na? Paramesh Shakti or Devi Shakti. How it is Shakti? You see, when I am seeing snake, I am frightened. And I want to run away from that place. It is a dvesh. I don't like that. But if a snake charmer sees that snake, he loves it, he will go there to grab it. He likes rag. Rag and dvesh both comes from where? From that maya. Rag and dvesh both comes. Is that rag and dvesh not a power? It's a power. So from the standpoint of the commoner who sees that snake or the world, there is a rag and dvesh. Some people like something, so they want to grab it, that is rag. Other people don't like it, dvesh. Both rag and dvesh are power. Therefore, from the standpoint of the commoner, Maya is Devi Shakti, and we sometimes worship also Devi Shakti. Standpoint number one, from the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya. From the standpoint of the commoner, it is a Shakti. How this Shakti is proved? When I see the snake, if I love snake, there is a rag. I like it. If I am frightened from the snake, I hate it. There is a dvesh. So rag and dvesh are happening because of Maya. The whole world is nothing but Maya, Naam Roop. And we like some Naam Roop, so there is an attachment. Some Naam Roop we don't like, so there is a hatred. Therefore, from the standpoint of commoner, it is a Shakti. Then from the standpoint of Maya, from the standpoint of Maya, it is anirvachaniya. Anirvachaniya. How you will prove that anirvachaniya? Now you have to define that sarp. How it came on the 10th floor of the apartment in the downtown. Then, is it sat or asat? that sarpa, that snake, is it sat or asat? Neither sat. If it is sat, then you can never remove it. It will never go. If it is asat, then it is not there. But we are seeing it. I am frightened. You cannot say it is sat or asat. Is it the size of the rope? Half size or full size is more than rope? Batao, uska biography likho. No, you cannot say that also. Bhinna and abhinna. If this is bhinna, if there are two, then the rope and snake both are there. If it is abhinna, then rope is not there, only snake is there. Whatever argument Shankaracharya has given in verse number 109, if you apply this on Rajju and Sarp, you will come to know that you cannot describe it. Anirvachani. It is neither sat nor asat. Is it the size of the length of the rope? Half, full, more than that? You can't say. Is it bhinna or abhinna? If it is bhinna, then there are two things. Both snake and rope are there. Nahi ho sakta aisa. If you say abhinna, then rope is not there. Snake is there. So therefore, it is anirvachaniya. Then it is said, rajastamasattvam iti prasiddha guna. Prasiddha guna, it is known, famous, for well known for three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, because we are seeing the effect, goodness, activity and inertia. Therefore, since we see these sattva, rajas and tamas, these effects in the karya, these gunas in the effects, therefore the cause must have these three gunas. Tadiya pratitai swakare, tadiya, its pratitai. Pratitai means named after. Swakare, their respective functions. So SRT have different natures, but they are all of the Maya. According to the nature, we call him sattva, rajas and tamas. So this is three verses of Maya. The difficult part, you have to contemplate it on again and again, again and again. In the line in which we have seen the arguments, if you go on that way, you will understand it. Now Shankaracharya will take up what is this Rajasgun, what is Tamagun, what is Sattagun. That will see in our next class. Om Purnamadat Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.